Hello and welcome to Spieling the Beans with me, Dom Stevens, the storytelling podcast in which storytellers tell stories about telling stories. My guest for this final episode of 2025 is the author of 15 novels, including The Satanic Verses, The Moor's Last Sigh, and Shame, all of which have been shortlisted for the Booker Prize, and Midnight's Children, for which he won the Booker Prize and the Best of the Booker. He's also written a collection of stories in East West, a memoir in Joseph Anton, a work of reportage in The Jaguar Smile, and three collections of essays, most recently Languages of Truth. His many awards include the Whitbread Prize for Best Novel, which he's won twice, the Penn Allen Foundation Literary Service Award, the National Arts Award, the French Prix de Meilleur Livre Étranger, the European Union's Aristeon Prize for Literature, the Budapest Grand Prize for Literature, and the Italian Premio Grinzani Cavour. He's a member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters and a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences. And he is a distinguished writer in residence at New York University. He is a former president of Penn America and the recipient of the Penn Centenary Courage Award. His books have been translated into over 40 languages, and in 2023, he was named one of Time's 100 most influential people of the year. In the summer of 2024, he took part in only four public events, zooming into each one from his home in New York as he recovered from the effects of being attacked by a knife-wielding would-be assassin. Although he was very badly hurt by the attack, the assaulter somehow managed to avoid striking Salman anywhere that would have been fatal. He wrote about this horrifically traumatic ordeal in his book Knife, which he was promoting with these aforementioned four events. As such, opportunities to interview him were thin on the ground. But fortunately, at the Edinburgh International Book Festival, I was chosen and handed the microphone. And in a sold-out auditorium, I put my question to the only Bridget Jones Diary cast member to have been issued a fatwa. Thank you so much for listening this year. I'll see you in 2026 with an incredible lineup for Season 8 of Spieling the Beans. But for now, please welcome my guest for this episode, Sir Salman Rushdie. Hello, sir. My name's Dom. Few of us have had to consider our legacy with the same urgency as you have. But when each and every one of us looks back over our life, what, in your view, should we give most importance to?
Sorry, I just lost the sound there. Could you say that again?
When you look back over your life, what should we give most importance to?
I don't know, 22 books. That'll do. And you know, any that I might write from now on. You can add those to the list. No, I mean, I've always said, you know, my dear friend Martin Amis used to say, I actually quote him in the book, he used to say, what you hope to leave behind is a shelf of books. You want to be able to say, you know, from here to here, it's me. And Martin certainly did that. And that's what you hope to leave behind. The idea of being read long after you've stopped being around is pleasing, you know. And I mean, in fact, you know, Midnight Children is a really old book now. It came out in 1981. When I started writing it, I was 30 years old. It was 1977 I started writing it. And the fact that people still find it has something to say to them, that it's moved a couple of generations down the road, I find that really satisfying. And, you know, if a couple more generations, then it has a chance of sticking around. But that's what you hope. You hope you write books that endure. And that's what I would hope people would find like my books.